The Citrus Research and Development Foundation recently authorized expansion into the Indian River area of HLB research on psyllid control and nutritional programs. It also authorized more research into acoustical traps for Asian citrus psyllids, as well as a trip to Brazil. Foundation Chief Operations Officer Harold Browning reports.
We made decisions to approve expansion for a reflective mulch trial to be conducted in the Indian River, and also to continue some work looking at nutritionals that could spill over into that area. And I think the importance that we all know about Florida is it's not one growing area. So when we have solutions that show promise, we've got to test them throughout the state, whether it's rootstocks and their ability to withstand the soils and water conditions and so on, to chemical control studies and nutrition and everything else. So our goal is to try to encourage as many of those trials around the state as we can.
The reflective mulch, that's an attempt to keep psyllids away?
Right. There are ongoing studies in the southwest part of the state, and it's been used in vegetable crops and other row crops to look at making it more difficult to fly for flying insects to find the plant. And so by putting the mulch down, you can confuse the psyllid. So in this case, it's going to be an augmentation to other strategies.
Acoustic traps for psyllids. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we've known for a number of years, ARS scientists have demonstrated that there are some vocalizations, and they're not voice, but rather body parts rubbing, like a lot of insects do, that compose a call, if you will. And so they've been able to characterize that, and now the project that we voted to enhance today is with an ARS scientist up in Gainesville to look at how to use those sounds to improve on traps. So if you have a trap that has visual stimulation or maybe chemical stimulation, and you add acoustical, you're calling the insects into that trap. The goal is to make that trap more efficient. And so we've taken the step to encourage that to move along faster to see if there's something that could be useful in the field.
With HLB now being considered endemic pretty much in Florida and detection not being as big a deal as it was, what advantage do we have by trapping these psyllids now?
Well, detection, we know psyllids are out there, but as you're well aware, the best strategy that we have right now is a whole set of tools to try to keep the vector populations as low as possible. And so we're using chemical and other tools to the best of our ability and trying to monitor how well we're doing. So a more effective trap would help us there, would help us in new plantings to see what kind of populations they're being subjected to. And there are some other opportunities like attracting psyllids in where you could dose them with a pathogen, for example, and they would go back to their populations and carry the pathogen with them. So there are a number of ways that an improvement in trapping would be useful.
Tell us a little bit about the Brazil trip that you're going to be taking and who else is going and the purposes of that.
One of the things that we've realized from the beginning is that cooperation with other people doing research on HLB is vital, and we've had a lot of interactions with China and others. The board has asked me to organize a trip to Brazil for our committee chairs for research management and commercial product delivery, Ben McLean and Bobby Barbin, to go down and understand firsthand what's going on, what are the field trials that are underway, what kind of research targets do they have, what are the universities doing, and to see some of that in the field so that we hear what's going on in Brazil, but we'll be able to see and interpret it ourselves and adjust what we're doing here in accordance with that.
And that trip is?
The trip is scheduled for later in the month, October 26th through November 2nd, so we'll be about a week in the country and move around through the main production area of São Paulo State and visit the researchers. And, you know, one of the things we're doing with California and other places that have citrus that are of concern is trying to figure out how we can work together to use the resources most effectively. So this is another step in that process.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.